And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be here with you on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous as always. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley, looking fabulous over there.
Morning, Jo.
It's great to see you, GQ. And welcome back, Sally Overmeter, the very beautiful and delightful Sally.
Hello, guys. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thank you, Sally.
Yes, it's so nice. Now, today is a really important day on the calendar. You might be wondering, why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the start of National Diabetes Week, and you might still be wondering why is that so important, but here's a number for you, and I didn't know this. In Australia, almost 300 people every day are diagnosed with diabetes. It's an amazing number.
It is. And I find diabetes, Jo and Sally, one of the most frustrating chronic diseases of all time because it's so preventable and so treatable and in a lot of cases almost reversible. So we're talking type 2 diabetes
here,
which is the one most commonly seen as we get a little older. And the frightening part is that really by the time you notice something's wrong, you've been living with diabetes for quite a long time and you've got all of these other things that are happening behind the scenes. It's an educational thing, it's an awareness thing, and food and lifestyle play such an important role.
Such a big part. Like often in many things, food plays such a big role, but this one in particular, a really big part, really big role.
So there are very simple things you should be avoiding, sugar particularly, and we do know also the Mediterranean diet is fantastic for avoiding diabetes.
And weight management overall, is important, and being physically active. You don't have to get into the gym every day. You've just got to do something every day to keep your muscles in good shape because good muscle strength keeps blood sugar levels fairly well under control.
And if diabetes is left undiagnosed or unchecked for too long, it can lead to some very serious and life-threatening health conditions. Isn't that right?
I know people that have lost toes and they really, once you get to that stage, things are really, really serious because those amputations can actually proceed to even more. But we can do a lot by talking about it and creating, again, you learn to live with it. We can actually save a lot of people going down that dreadful pathway.
Well, 90% of cases of diabetes are type 2 and only 10% are type 1. But it's important to know the difference. So we're going to be speaking with Renza Sibilia, who has lived with type 1 diabetes for 20 years. She's also a diabetes patient advocate and works for Diabetes Australia. So we'll find out a bit more about the condition and what it's like living with diabetes and get that all-important advice on the difference between type 1 and type 2 and whether you are at risk. We're also going to be joined by Georgie Harmon, CEO of mental health organisation Beyond Blue, to talk about our mental health. And I think most of us have experienced some kind of mental health fallout from COVID-19. There are now very real concerns for Melburnians' mental health as the state returns to another 6 weeks in lockdown. But wherever you might be and whatever's going on in your life, loneliness, fear, anxiety, depression can be a challenge at any time in our lives. So there is help out there, including from Beyond Blue, and we'll be looking forward to that conversation with Georgie. A to Z of Vitamins is back with Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter, which is pretty handy.
It is, Jo.
In these winter months.
Yeah, it is, and we're really just knocking on the door of winter, but I think we're a little distracted because there's so much going on in our life. So we're going to be talking about some herbal combinations just to keep us as well as we possibly can, which ties in beautifully with diabetes because it's all about staying well.
As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131 873 if you need help with your health today. Maybe you're someone with diabetes and have a question to help with any management of your condition. That's 131 873. Give us a call. Next, are you at risk of diabetes? Find out what those risk factors are. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Fight illness this winter with new Immune Fighter by Ethical Nutrients. Uniting the traditional wisdom of both Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine, Immune Fighter supports your immune system to help fight illness and optimize recovery. Fight back against colds this winter with Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter, available at Chemist Warehouse for just $18.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the Schwarzkopf Colour Specialist range for half price. That's $9.49 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131-873, with your questions for your health, perhaps specifically with regard to diabetes this morning, because it is the start of National Diabetes Week. It's a condition we do hear spoken about a lot. Indeed, 1.8 million Australians are living with diabetes, and it's on the increase. So it's really great to welcome our next guest. Renza Scribilia has lived with type 1 diabetes for the last 20 years. She's a diabetes patient advocate and works for Diabetes Australia. Good morning, Renza.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, we're really well. Can you tell us your story? How were you first diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
Yeah, sure. So I was in my early 20s and I had all those classic symptoms that we hear about. We often call them the four T's. I was really thirsty. I was really tired. I was getting thinner. I was losing weight. And also I was going to the toilet all the time. I was needing to wee all the time. And so I had these really quite acute symptoms that came on, went to my GP, and sure enough, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Were you surprised, Renza, by the diagnosis? Did you have a family history or?
No. There's no family history of type 1 diabetes in my at all, and which is actually quite common. I think it's about up to 80% of people with type 1 don't have a family history of it. So it did come a little out of left field for us.
Renza, why is type 2 diabetes? So we're moving to type 2, which is probably the most common. Why is that perceived to be so difficult to manage?
Yeah, look, type 2 diabetes is difficult to manage, as is type 1. All diabetes is really serious and really complex. And they're difficult to manage because there are just so many different factors that impact. So, you know, people just think it's a matter of, well, watching what you eat, doing a bit of exercise. If you need insulin, you take your medication, and every now and again you check your blood sugar. But it's about so much more than that. There are so many different factors that can impact. And it's not just about those things, actually. It's also about the mental health challenges that people with diabetes experience, which is what this year's National Diabetes Week campaign is all about.
Can you tell us the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Sure, I can. So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition and the body stops making insulin. With type 2 diabetes, the body is still making insulin. It's just the body can't use it all that well. So they are very different, I guess, in the way that they happen. But the management is also quite different as well. But they're both very serious and both difficult to manage.
You've obviously had this for 20 years now, Renza. How have the treatments changed over 20 years?
Oh, they have. They really, really have. So there are newer insulins that work a lot faster, which is, you know, that makes a huge difference. It means that you can dose your insulin and rather than needing to wait, say, half an hour to eat, which is what I used to have to do when I was first diagnosed. Technology has come so far in that time. So we have devices that sense glucose. So rather than needing to prick my fingers, you know, 4, 5, 10, 12 times a day, I wear a sensor on my arm that reads glucose levels straight to my phone every 5 minutes. So I can look at my phone, or I can even look at my watch to see what my glucose levels are doing. I use an insulin pump. Insulin pumps have become smarter. They've become smaller. So there are a lot of different medications and technologies that certainly do make the actual treatment aspects of diabetes, you know, simpler if people are able to access that.
Renza, your bio tells us that you really managed the first consumer-led and consumer-focused diabetes program. Now, what can be done to actually make this more relevant to people who feel that, and I hear the phrase, and I bet you do too, I've got a little bit of sugar. Well, it's sort of like being a little bit pregnant. You can't have sugar. You can't have sugar and lead a normal life because there's a downside. How do we break that barrier that people are comfortable with higher sugar levels?
Oh, my goodness. That is exactly what we hear people saying. Oh, my GP said it's just a touch of sugar. Any elevated glucose level is reason for concern. It's reason for people to take action and take action straight away. Now, that might be, I mean, if you've got type 1 diabetes, you go on insulin. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. If you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and you have elevated glucose level, your GP may suggest that perhaps we have a look at the sorts of food you're eating, the quantities of food you're eating, including a little bit more exercise into your routine to see if that actually can help as well. But I think that to your question, we need people to understand that diabetes is really serious. It's not something that's just, you know, a little touch of something that will go away. Mm. It is something that needs treatment. It's really, really serious. It impacts a significant number of people. And it's not just the people who actually have diabetes that it impacts. It impacts family, friends. You know, it's a really significant health condition that I think has got a little bit of a bad reputation. It's quite stigmatized. Mm. We blame people for it.
Yes.
We point fingers towards people.
Yes.
And also we don't look at it as a holistic, like, you know, how does this impact on people? It's not just a touch of sugar.
No.
It also impacts how people are feeling. It impacts their mental health. It impacts how they feel about themselves. It's really a very significant and considerable health condition that we all need to be taking quite seriously.
Renza, can we refer people to the Australian Type 2 Diabetes Risk Assessment Tool, which is on the NDSS Helpline, which is a diabetes risk calculator. Very simple, just about a dozen questions, but it really gives you a bit of an idea of where you sit. Would that be a good idea?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's often a good conversation starter for people to take to their GP then.
And I really love, Renza, that your theme this year is mental health, because undoubtedly when you are experiencing a condition such as this, it is going to affect your mood and it's also going to affect your sense of self, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we know that diabetes really does affect people's mental health. And there are a number of reasons about that. If diabetes is really relentless, it doesn't go away. You can't take a holiday from it. One of the things that we're highlighting this year is that people with diabetes make up to 180 additional diabetes-related decisions each day.
Wow.
So that's on top of everything else. So, you know, you know, if you don't have diabetes, before you walk out the door in the morning, you decide what you're going to wear, what you're going to have for breakfast, you know, all of those sorts of things. People with diabetes do all of that.
Mm.
But then on top of it, we have to think about our diabetes, you know, a dozen times before we've even set foot out the door.
Sure.
So these sorts of, you know, constant decision-making, the worries that we feel, the concerns that we feel about our future, all of these add up and they add to this mental health burden and these challenges that we're experiencing on top of those physical requirements that we also spoke about.
I really love hearing you talk about that in that way, Mandy, because what we're calling on for everyone is compassion and understanding for people with type 2 and type 1 diabetes. Thank you so much for your time, Renza.
That's fine. You're very, very welcome.
Thanks,
Thank you so much for having me today.
And we do encourage you to engage with your health and really assess whether or not you need to be tested for type 2 diabetes.
It's pretty simple.
Well, in a moment, we'll be taking your calls on 131 873. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What looks and smells like a pumpkin spiced latte? It's the Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask. This decadent beauty secret is made from fruit stem cells, vitamin C and glycolic AHAs blended with Manuka honey and organic pumpkin. When you start to feel a tingle on your skin, you know the ingredients are working to dissolve dry surface cells, even skin tone, and smoothen the texture of your skin. Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Acid is only $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the Schwarzkopf Colour Specialist range for half price. That's $9.49 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131 873, with your questions, perhaps with regard to diabetes. We've just been speaking about that in this National Diabetes Week. Mandy, good morning from Melbourne.
Morning, Mandy.
Morning. Thank you for having such a wonderful subject, I think, you know, and it's being Diabetes Week. I think we all need your help.
Sure.
And there are so many questions that doctors can't answer because they're not in the same, you know, league as you guys.
Yeah.
It's not a doctor question. So I've got a few questions for you guys. Firstly, I want to find out, the time that you, like, I check my blood sugar levels, mm-hmm. and after what sort of time should I eat? You know, what sort of time frame should I have my meal?
Look, it really depends, Mandy, because everybody's different. But normally we look at 2 hours after eating. But if you're trying to work out how well controlled you are, and I'm assuming you have non-insulin dependent type 2 diabetes, you're not using insulin. Mandy, are you using insulin?
No.
You're not. Okay, good. So to get complete control, you probably should check before and after you eat, because then it gives you a bit of an idea of how well your body's using the insulin. So if you're using medication and you're finding your blood sugar levels are fluctuating and your symptoms are telling you that, you probably need clear directives from either your doctor or your diabetes educator or whoever you're relying on for information to give you exactly what's required. So this diabetes is, it's up to all of, each person with diabetes has to control it themselves. So you need some guidelines. And that's one of the sad parts, Joe and Sally, that we don't give people clear guidelines because everybody's different based on the medication they're taking, what they weigh, what exercise they have, what stress levels they have, what they do. Mm. All of these things can reflect on how often and when you test. So get some guidance, Mandy, from whoever you get guidance from, usually your diabetic educator.
Yeah, good luck with that, Mandy. It's obviously a very difficult thing to manage. Now, I want to ask you, actually, Gerald and Sally, have you been wearing masks out in public? Because Victorians are now being told to wear masks in spaces where they can't socially distance. In fact, even Donald Trump has now been spotted wearing a mask. 131-873, are you wearing a mask out in public? Sally, have you been wearing a mask?
So I have not been wearing one lately, but when COVID first hit and we didn't sort of have lockdown yet, I was wearing a mask. And then when lockdown happened, we basically didn't go anywhere, so I stopped wearing it. And it's interesting how quickly you adapt both to wearing a mask and to not wearing a mask. And in the last week, we've had the discussion at home, should we be getting the mask back out and starting to wear it? And I'm in Sydney where the numbers are a little bit lower. But as we all know, it doesn't take much for it to spread. So we actually just this week were having that discussion saying, do you know what, I think we should. We think it's the most responsible course of action.
The trouble is with all of this that we tend to rely, humans are very simple people. So now I'm concerned that because we're going to wear a mask, we say we don't have to worry about the physical distancing anymore. Mm. We don't have to worry about keeping our hands clean anymore. All of these things work in sync. But more to the point of the masks, Joe, there's now a rush on masks.
Mm.
So and I think it's wise that, based on what the experts are not demanding, but they're strongly suggesting, that we do start wearing masks where we're dealing with and in the vicinity of other people for all those reasons we know are important.
Mm.
So there's lots of things, and I want to step up for pharmacies and pharmacists here. There's plenty of masks available. Now, I can't speak for every pharmacy in the country, but certainly I visited my local chemist warehouse yesterday. Plenty of masks. There's plenty of hand sanitizer. So there's no need to panic. There's plenty there.
Don't panic. Yes.
And if you don't want to get out, pharmacies do certainly offer click and collect, where you can order online and just collect. Pharmacies now will home deliver. And, of course, if it gets on top of you, there is, certainly through Chemist Warehouse, the instant consult option where you can get on and speak to an Australian doctor for a teleconsult if you're running out of prescriptions or whatever, but there are some help options there available.
So I have just started wearing a mask at the grocery store because I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the train or in an Uber, I'll wear a mask now. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, we've got an extra week of school holidays down here in Melbourne, so I downloaded a pattern yesterday from DHHS.
You can make one. I love it.
My daughter, who's 11, is a keen sewer, so we downloaded a pattern from dhhs.vic.gov.au. Very simple pattern, which we're going to make a little project this week.
I've got an idea.
What's that?
Put it on a podcast.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute, you little cheeky man over there. I know what you're doing. He's such a stir himself.
He is, isn't he? I know. He can't be contained.
So 131-873, have you been wearing a mask? If you question for your health this morning. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. I have just started wearing a mask.
Oh, good.
I feel safer wearing the mask, personally.
Good.
And the other thing is I have a diabetes type 2 question.
Sure.
This is great because I know that people who have complex health conditions do need to protect their health more.
Of
so,
course.
Cheryl, I'm happy to hear that you're wearing a mask if you also have type 2 diabetes.
Thank you for that. I have nerve damage. The doctors told me type 2 diabetes has given me nerve damage.
Yes, it can
I have
happen.
Excruciating pain in my lower leg.
Okay. Are you taking metformin, Cheryl?
Is that the medicine?
Okay. Yes. Now, what metformin does, unfortunately, it depletes your levels of vitamin B12. Vitamin B12, when it's got low levels, can start with peripheral neuropathy or nerve damage. So get some sublingual, that's the one that dissolves in your mouth, vitamin B12, and have one, maybe two a day for a week or so, and then one each day thereafter. And the particular nutrient is called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. It's a 400 milligram tablet that you take twice a day. Brilliant for that nerve tingling that you're experiencing at the moment.
All the best with that, Cheryl, and thank you for your call. Next up, how can we look after our mental health and the mental health of the people that we love? That's next on the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the Schwarzkopf Colour Specialist range for half price. That's $9.49 each. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And we would love you to give us a call, 131-873, if you have questions to support your health or, in fact, your mental health this morning. Many Australians, not just Melburnians, are currently living in a heightened state of fear and anxiety with COVID-19 still having far-spread impacts. In fact, calls to mental health support services have doubled in Victoria in the past fortnight as Melburnians re-enter a six-week coronavirus lockdown. And as we know, if a second outbreak can happen in Victoria, it really could happen anywhere in Australia. So it's important to speak about our mental health at this time. So we welcome Georgie Harmon, who is the CEO of the mental health organisation Beyond Blue. Thank you so much for joining us, Georgie.
Pleasure. Good morning, everyone.
Georgie, what kinds of mental health concerns is Beyond Blue seeing at the moment?
Look, we're seeing quite a widespread and quite a diverse range of concerns, but basically, you know, we're there for everyone, right? And we're open 24/7. We've got phone lines, we've got web chat with counsellors, we've got peer-to-peer online forums, we've got really helpful information online. And what we've seen over the last few months is a different kind of conversation about mental health and wellbeing, which I think is really important to note, that this thing, this pandemic, has touched everyone. It has affected everyone in some way in terms of their mental health and well-being. Mm. There are some people who are doing it much, much tougher than others, especially those who already live with a mental health condition. Mm. But what we've seen is a record number of people come to us for the first time and say, wow, I never thought I'd need to say hello to Beyond Blue, but here I am. And that I think is a good thing because our counsellors can give them really practical, simple strategies. Breathing, mindfulness, you know, but also then obviously refer them on to longer term support if that's what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys do an incredible job. Are you seeing, Georgie, that a loneliness is kind of making things that much worse?
Yeah, so I see the sort of trends. I've seen the trends over the last, you know, 3 months, and the most consistent reason people are contacting us is loneliness and isolation. And that's been here with us throughout the last, you know, ever since this thing started. It has escalated again. It's kind of spiked again. We've also seen a lot of sort of family stress, worries about money and jobs and jobs insecurity, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we've also seen an incredible sort of community spirit, especially on our online forums where we connect people to people like you and us, you know, who actually just come online and support one another and share experiences and tips for recovery. So I think, you know, there's this concept of post-traumatic growth as well as post-traumatic stress. And I think one of the things that we've really noticed is that people are having a conversation about the things that really matter to them. Mm. You know, is it, you know, the second house, or is it actually just more time with family?
Sure.
Mm. So I think, you know, I'm a bit of a Pollyanna, but I do hope that we hang on to, you know, some of the self-reflection that we've done in the last few months.
Yeah.
Georgie, I know that we've got, certainly from a Victorian perspective and the lockdown areas, we're focusing on the current 6 weeks. But surely the demand for your services are going to be ongoing, maybe for 6, 12 months. Are you ready for that?
Look, I actually think, Gerald, it'll be. We need to think about the next 2 years, two or 3 years, because I think what we will see is, you know, because of the profound social and economic impacts of the pandemic, especially on, you know, business, small business in particular, young people who, you know, at the start of their career and quite often in insecure jobs or in jobs, you know, working industries that have been really badly affected, like hospitality, you know, we know that there's a very strong correlation between financial stress and, you know, not having something meaningful to do and poor mental health. So we're actually thinking about the next 2 to 3 years. And we've had a really good hard look at, you know, what do we need to be doing for the next 2, 3 years, planning, focusing on and prioritising so that Beyond Blue can not only kind of continue to be there, but actually, you know, hopefully emerge stronger for the community.
And Georgie, if we are concerned about a loved one or indeed about ourselves, about our own health, mental health, and we're thinking, I'm not feeling right and I don't know how to help myself, what sorts of signs should we be looking for in our loved ones or in ourselves to know that we're struggling?
Sure. So, I mean, look, these are the kinds of things we talk about. And, you know, anxiety and depression are the most common mental health issues in Australia and, you know, around the world. If our loved ones or ourselves, you know, are losing that sense of kind of joy and purpose, you know, that even the small things that usually give us a bit of a lift, you know, walking the dog, playing with the kids, if that falls away, if people are having trouble sleeping, if people are really talking very negatively about themselves, if people are really kind of catastrophizing and really expressing sort of lack of hope for the future.
Despair, perhaps.
Really, really, or just plain exhausted. You know, that's the other thing that we've seen and heard a lot of over the last few weeks and months. That's the time to have the conversation. And, you know, it starts with in your own voice, in your own language. You're not a, you know, mental health professional. We don't want you to be. Just say, you know, hey, I'm worried. I've noticed these changes. Why don't we pick up the phone and call Beyond Blue together? Why don't we jump on the website and have a look and see, you know, and get some tips? You know, make an appointment with your GP. Don't suffer in silence. And organisations like Beyond Blue are there for people. No matter, you know, whatever they're facing, you don't have to be in crisis. You don't have to have a diagnosis. It's actually about keeping people well.
And you're not judgmental. I mean, that's the other thing that people think. If I ring, then what are they going to think? Don't worry about
that's
that.
That's true. Make and I really love the tone of that conversation, Georgie. Just why not we just seek some help? There's no shame. There's no worry about it. And, of course, beyondblue.org.au is where you can go, or 1300 224636, 24/7 help there. Or you can try Lifeline 13 11 14 as well. Georgie, thank you so much. It's really great to have this conversation this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks,
and I too am a Pollyanna. I very much hope that we take the positives out of this time and really learn about the important things in our lives and in ourselves and in our families. Don't you think so?
Yes. Yeah, I do, absolutely. Because it's been a hard time, so you want something good to come out of it.
Absolutely. Now we are taking your calls, 131 873, and it's National Diabetes Week, which is related to mental health as well, because their theme this year is mental health. Give us a call if you have any questions. Michael from Geelong, good morning.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning. I've had type 2 diabetes for 34 plus years.
Yes.
I've been on insulin.
Yes.
My HbA1c's have been consistently 6.3 for some years. My main problem is I have a pain in my left big toe.
Yes.
At regular intervals, and it's very annoying at night.
Has your doctor checked your uric acid levels, Michael, for what we call gout? Has that been checked? Has? And it's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, even though you're on medications for your diabetes, you can take anti-inflammatories, things like turmeric. You can take fish oil. You can take magnesium at night to help you sleep. None of those things will adversely affect your blood sugar. But that's the way to go because you can't really look at a lot of the regular drug type things for your pain because they may impinge on your diabetes. Mm. So speak to your pharmacist, and they're the three: turmeric, fish oil, magnesium. There's lots of scope. If you want more specifics, Michael, go to the website houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab, and I'll respond to you today.
Yes, you can always do that, houseofwellness.com.au at the Ask Gerald tab, and you will definitely hear from him. Thank you so much, Michael. We'll have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Fight illness this winter with new Immune Fighter by Ethical Nutrients, uniting the traditional wisdom of both Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. Immune Fighter supports your immune system to help fight illness and optimize recovery. Fight back against colds this winter with Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter. Available at Chemist Warehouse for just $18.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the Schwarzkopf Colour Specialist range for half price. That's $9.49 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're speaking mental health and diabetes this week, which actually is related because National Diabetes Week has got the theme mental health. But we were just speaking with Georgie Harmon, who's the CEO of Beyond Blue. And I want to let you know that phone number again for Beyond Blue is 1300 22 46 36. They're there 24/7. And also the website, beyondblue.org.au. Really fantastic resource if you do need any assistance.
Brilliant.
Now it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. And today we're talking Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter, which, Gerald, I always feel like some people do seem to be prone to getting ill.
Look, at the moment, Joe, anything that impinges on our inbuilt defence mechanism, which we call our immune system, anything that impinges on that can take us down the pathway to infection. So look, at the moment, we've got stress, we've got isolation, all sorts of things. So we look to the herbs with a history of helping us build up our resistance. Things like Siberian ginseng, things like echinacea, things like andrographis, even turmeric I mentioned. So if there is some way of putting those in a package, maybe with some zinc as well, and we need to take just one a day across winter and the cool times of the year, then it makes sense just to keep things primed for if and when you succumb. But the way we're all isolating at the moment, we're not seeing a lot of this at the moment.
Not all of us are isolating, though, Gerald.
Well,
yes.
Well, I've heard, and I'm told we should be doing more.
That's right. It is interesting, though, don't you think, GQ? At the moment, we do need something like this because when you're under a lot of stress, your immune system is more susceptible.
Totally.
So you're kind of, we're just, it's under a lot of,
it's ongoing. It's 24 hours a day. You wake up to bad news, you go to bed with bad news, and from that perspective, maybe restrict your news information.
Yeah, well, that's true. I do love those words that you, those herbs have such great names, don't they, Sal?
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Andrographis.
Yeah, Lutherococcus.
Andrographis. It's like, I went to school with that guy.
Yeah, totally. I know, I was just thinking that's the same thing. With the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by new Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter. Fight illness this winter with Immune Fighter. Follow the directions for use. We do love hearing from you on 131 873, and Daryl from Penrith has called. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, all. Great show. Quick question for Gerald.
Sure, Daryl.
Type 2 diabetic, Gerald. I've been on Metaforum since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
I do have swelling in my hands and I have muscle soreness. My doctor has started me on a B12 3-month injection process.
Good.
Am I able to take some B12 tablets as supplementaries to the injection?
There's no need, Daryl. Yeah, well, there's no need because you're getting your B12 in injectable form. I think the important thing with B12 is it's not a nutrient you swallow because it's destroyed by gastric acid. So it's either injectable or in sublingual form. So make sure you take it, Daryl. And why the swelling? What's he doing about that? Is that what the B12 is?
Look, look, I have had AF and I'm on a blood thinner, so okay. I can't take any inflammatories.
Okay.
But the swelling started, as you described before, with the B12 down okay. from the metformin. The swelling started with the tingling in the fingers.
Yes.
And now the tingling's gone, but my wrists and my knuckles and that are swollen.
Okay. And just think your main challenge, Daryl, keep an eye on your blood sugar levels.
Yes. Thank you so much for the call, Daryl, and for all of our calls this morning. If you were wanting to ask Gerald a question, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab. Now, on TV today, we continued the National Diabetes Week conversation with House of Wellness, Channel 7 at midday. We're joined by 2020's Australian of the Year, Adelaide eye surgeon Dr. James Mukey, whose work in eye health highlights the rise of type 2 diabetes, and he has quite a message for us with regard to sugar. So that's not to be missed. Also, we're talking about mental health today, and so something that may interest you is the House of Wellness podcast. It's called Best of You in the House of Wellness.
Yes.
Podcasts are an amazing way to... engage with your interest through an audio that you can download online
to your phone.
Joe? You can go
this
to
great.
Yes, podcastoneaustralia.com.au is the website, and you can download that podcast to your phone or your iPad or your laptop or your computer, any way you want to listen.
Okay, and could I just also mention House of Wellness, the lift out today, July lift out. I actually have a little article in there about immune function.
Oh, very handy.
Angie Kent on the front.
Sally, lovely as always to
have you.
Gerald, fantastic. And as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll speak to you next week.